All right, we're in studio with Avery Smith from 906 Concealed Carry. Thanks again for your time.
Always loved being here.
Well, I'm glad to catch up with you about several things, actually, that you got going on. And also, you know, one of the things that's constantly kind of happening is that renewal process for people to have their concealed carry permit.
That's
Maybe we can talk about that a little bit.
Sure.
That's a five-year renewal, right?
That's correct. Once you get your license, you've got 5 years up until the time for renewal. And, of course, that's, you know, like your driver's license and everything else, depending on your birth date.
So let's talk a little bit about what happens in that process. What are the requirements that the state of Michigan has to complete your five-year renewal?
You get a letter in the mail that will tell you that you've got 6 months before your renewal. And what this does is this gives you a grace period to kind of prepare for when you go to pay the state another $115 for that renewal. Part of the process, though, they want you to understand is that you have to have a minimum of 3 hours of review of your training material of the class that you took. So they want you to be being kept up on the law, on you know, what changes are out there. Go back and remind yourself why you got into doing this in the first place, how to be safe with that firearm and when you're carrying it, all the different attitudes and responsibilities that are there. So a review of all that stuff they want you to do, and you can do it on your own. There's no necessarily a required refresher class that you have to take to do that. It's all pretty much on the honor system. And then also within that six-month period prior to renewal, you have to spend a minimum of 1 hour of range time. That's what the state requires. So a minimum 3 hours review of your training material and minimum 1 hour on the range in the 6 months prior to your renewal.
So do you have a role as 906 Concealed Carry and a certified instructor in actually documenting this for people to show when they go to renew their CPL?
There is no official record keeping in place that has to be done for this.
Basically, so nothing certified or notarized or anything like that?
Correct. It's all the honor system. And that's one thing about CPL holders. They are integrity-wise the highest aspect of law-abiding citizens out there in the United States. And John Lott proved that with his research. But for the state to keep on the honor system, you have to have that 3 hours of review. You can do that on your own. So there's three ways to do it. You can do it on your own, pull your resources, pull the laws, spend the time, keep track of your time, make sure you've got that 3 hours in there, go to the range, camp, wherever you go shoot, spend an hour doing that on your own. Number two is something that I offer where you can come to one of my concealed pistol classes and sit there for 3 hours and shadow us. And while we're teaching in the classroom, if I have room, then we offer room on the range so you can get some range time in as well. The third thing is something new that I'm trying this year, and this is a specific CPL refresher class. This will be a 3 hour class in the evening. I'll be doing this March 23rd at the Chocolate Town Hall, and charging $35 to come in, sit there for 3 hours. And again, it's not a mandated thing, but it's a convenience thing where you come in, you sit down 3 hours. We're going to go through what we teach in the CPL class, kind of condense it for you, go over all the hot points you need to know, review the law a little bit, and give you some tips and things that we learned along the way. And as I can see it, that, and I've talked to an attorney about this, that would seem to suffice and cover, because again, there is no mandated thing you have to do. You just have to review that training material for 3 hours before you go and get your renewal.
If anybody has any questions about this, would you mind if they gave you a call?
I would love to talk.
And of course, obviously, if they're interested in getting their CPL for the first time as well.
Absolutely. They can get a hold of me at 906concealedcarry.com. I've got a contact form on there. They can go to Facebook, 906 Concealed Carry, send me a message, or they can call or text me at
206-249-9205. Avery Smith from 906 Concealed Carry. I'd like to get you to hang around for our next outdoor report. I want to talk about some of the other things you have going on. And then also, I want to give just a quick refresher to folks that might be traveling and talk about traveling with their sidearm. So get you to hang around.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. Avery Smith from 906 Concealed Carry. We'll continue in our next outdoor report right here on The Outdoor Show.